episode 973, The Gift of You.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you make today count. Because in our lives, relationships are so important. And that's why we're talking about the gift of you. You are vital in this world. And so no matter what is happening, you need to understand how important you are. That's what we're chatting about. You're going to want to stay tuned. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, before I jump in too far, there's a lot happening in this world. And we've got some major destruction happening with fires in North America, all over from Canada and the upper, I guess it'd be the Northwest, and then we've got California. It's everywhere. We've got now the earthquake, 8.0 on the Richter scale. We've had Hurricane Harvey. Now we've got Hurricane Irma moving through, and in a few days away, we've got another hurricane about ready to come in. Whatever you are facing, whatever storm, I pray for your safety. I pray for your well-being, your family. And no better time sometimes to stop for a moment and say, what really matters? What really matters? Is it the paycheck? I mean, yes, I know we have to pay the bills. I get that. But it's the gift of you. And amongst all of the storms that are happening, God is always present. We may not understand what's happening in our lives, but I can assure you, you are not forgotten. And so I wanted to make sure that you felt that love today, that God gives you His love, His grace, His mercy. The angels are holding you together. He is holding you. And He's loving you right where you're at. So make today count. All right, so let's jump in. I had to go on to that whole thing because, you know, we do. We take a lot for granted. And I do it too. We just kind of get into our own routine. And then it's like, oh, a storm happens. And you're like, oh my gosh, I've got friends and family. I've got friends and family around the world. I've got friends and family that are being impacted both by Hurricane Harvey, both by Hurricane Irma that's being moved in. It's just horrible. I've got friends in Mexico. On and on and on and on and on. And we forget that there is something more important than all the stuff that we have to do, all of our earthly responsibilities. But our main one is relationships. And that's what it's all about today, relationships. And it starts with the gift of you. So stop the presses. Today's headline is the gift of you. Too many times we are knocked down by the ones we love, including in our marriage. When was the last time you were knocked down by your hubby, by your boyfriend, your wife, your girlfriend? Oh, you just can't do it right. I'm going to take over. Maybe you're cooking in the kitchen, and for some reason, you're just not getting the pot right. You're not cutting the cheese right. Whatever it is, and all of a sudden, you just feel like this little ant. Unfair or not, it's called life. So today is extra sweet. It's the gift of you. You're a gift to the world, handpicked and created with beautiful blends of talents, personality, experiences, and quirks. Yes, we all have quirks. Now, some of us would say, yeah, we have faults too. I know my faults, so I call them quirks because I own them. I know them. My children would say, I'm really loud. I don't have a secret. My husband would say, I'm more than extra passionate. I would say, if I don't like things, yeah, anger is an issue with me. Control is an issue with me. There's just something about it. I want things done right, and I want them done right the first time. Whether or not I blame my father or whatnot, that's a quirk I own. It's mine. But you see, you're this beautiful blend of talents and personality and experience and all your quirks. But because life gets in the way, you forget how precious you are. You forgetting that your especially wrapped gift can become a thorn in relationships. It can become a thorn in your marriage. Well, how come, you say? Well, you begin to live your life from a scarcity mindset. You believe you're limited by your abilities, by your looks, by your personality, by your finances, even your career and your family. And we could go on and on and on. And when this happens and you have these limits, that means these limits become absolutes. Excuses become the way of communication. Confidence weakens. Any of this sound too familiar to you? And the only way to increase that confidence is to splurge on what's tangible, like drinking or overeating, going out with your girlfriends every weekend nonstop, maybe even undereating, shopping. It brings you back to, if I can't show it, I don't have it. The gift of you. Do you feel like you're a gift? Do you feel like you're precious? Created on purpose for a purpose? Your it factor is not based on what you can or cannot do, what you can or cannot buy, the friends you have or who you associate yourself with, even the house you live in. The it factor comes from God. You, perfectly packaged to fulfill a calling, your destiny, that only you can achieve. It's the gift of you. You were called into your marriage, into your relationship right now. You play a vital role. Simply going through the motions won't cut it. So whether or not this marriage succeeds or fails, well, that's still left to be undetermined, right? Because we have a free will. But we cannot continue to live with a scarcity mindset. We must come from abundance. Nothing is impossible. That's how God created you. And He holds you in His hand right now. He loves you right where you're at, quirks and all. Whether there's a blemish or not, He loves you. Therefore, nothing is impossible. When you begin to understand that, you understand the gift of you. But it's unfortunate we don't. And we sacrifice ourselves. Now, yes, I do believe in sacrificial love. So there is a sacrifice that we make. But when we lose ourselves in the process, whom God created us to be, then something else has happened. And it's not just surface level. It goes much deeper. And then it begins to eat at you. And maybe you can even, you know, shopping may be one thing and buying those 20 pairs of jeans every single year. Do you really need 20 pairs of new jeans every single year? I mean, how many different cuts do you need? Seriously. And everybody says, oh, but I like shoes or handbags. Well, think about it. Why do you buy them? Do you actually use those more than once or twice? Okay, so maybe you need that cute little black bag once in a while. That's fine. But you need 20 of them? 30 of them? All these different colors? You see, where are you investing your belief in? The things you can tangibly hold? Or is it within the gift of you? What God has given you? This beautiful wrapped package. I think about my 5 children, and I can't help but think that they were a gift presented to me in my womb. And yes, I was very blessed to be able to birth 5 healthy children. And unfortunately, not everybody is able to do that, or do they want to do that? Either way, it doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong or right about this. I'm just stating that when you are born, God made you to be you. There's no one else like you. A perfectly packaged gift. And honestly, He's kind of selfish because He created you for Him. That should give you like these goosebumps. And if you want to have a strong marriage, you've got to understand the gift of you. Because if you're not all in when it comes to you, who you are, then you become a thorn in the marriage. Now, no, I'm not pointing fingers saying, because some people take it to the extreme. No, Christiana, are you sitting here blaming that some person is causing abuse? No, that's for another episode, and no, I do not believe that. Those are extenuating circumstances. And it's circumstances sometimes that we can't control. But it's the circumstances that we can control now within ourselves. Are you setting limits? Are you saying, I can or cannot do things? If so, you're living in a scarcity marriage right now. You're limiting yourself. You're not going to have a sexy sizzle relationship anymore. You're not, because you don't believe it. And you're not willing to invest in it. And when I say invest, I'm not saying you have to have money. Sometimes money's nice, yes. You can go to conferences for marriages. You can invest in counseling. All of that's great. When I say invest, I mean you are all in. You are present. It's the gift of you. Because that's why God created us, right? It's relationships. That's the foundation. And that's what we need to be building upon. So when you begin to understand that, you understand the gift of you. So how can you go further into looking at, okay, wait, I want to be that gift. I'm not real good at it, but I want to really believe. I want to tap into what God has given me. I want to understand the whole idea of my calling, the destiny, who I am. Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy, your Keep It Simple strategy. Be a high roller. Woohoo! Yes, we're going gambling. Okay, no, we're not. But I kind of think of it, and I laughed when I wrote this down. I'm like, really? That's a strategy? Yeah, it is. Be a high roller. Because you got to be willing to take a risk. When you're a high roller, you believe there is more than there is less. You're like, well, yeah, that's common sense. Yeah, but it's not common practice. Think about this. You become defensive because you believe you have nothing left to offer. Let's take food. I love food. Bring on the root beer float. Okay, it's hard to destroy root beer float. So let's take another dish. Let's talk lasagna. Pasta is a pretty much loved, you know, trait of food. So we got pasta and you're making it. You're making lasagna. And for some reason, it didn't work very well. Well, at least not to your hubby's taste buds. And they're like, oh man, honey, I don't know. What'd you do? And it wasn't well received. And you sit here and you're like, oh my gosh, he didn't like my lasagna. I'm a failure. Oh, I can never cook that again. And so you don't cook it again until maybe 2, 3, 4 years later. Then you're like, maybe I can try an experiment, but I don't know. Maybe I can just get my friend's recipe and try that. Maybe that will work better. Right then and there, you are limiting yourself because just because of one pan of lasagna, you're going to consider yourself a failure. That, oh, I can't cook that right anymore. Maybe it just happened to be the meat, the cheese, whatever it was that you added to it. Could have been even weird pasta that you bought off the shelf. But you can't limit yourself. We do it all the time. A simple meal can screw up our life. That's where we're living a scarcity mindset. You become defensive because you believe you have nothing left to offer. This is it. And no, it's not. Be a high roller. I can thank my grandma for that. Yes, my grandma, she has since passed and gone on to heaven. And I look forward to the day that I get to join her there, but not ready yet. And she used to live in Las Vegas. So this kind of rang a little true to home. We never lived in Las Vegas, but we visited at least once a year. So we were regulars as young children. And when we were that young, my father was a minister at the time and a civilian pastor. He was not in the military. We did a couple times before she passed away that he had already joined the army. But before that, he was a civilian pastor. And we would go and visit her once a year. And back then, they had buffets. Now, they still have buffets now, but not for $3.99. And for six of us going to a buffet, oh, that was awesome. It was still expensive for our family because, you know, it wasn't like mega churches now and, you know, pastors raking it in. Not that they're doing that now. Don't get me wrong. Pastors, don't send me these horrible hate emails. I understand you have some, but they were definitely, you're definitely paid more than what we were back then. And we were more than living paycheck to paycheck. We would have to ask for money just to make it to the next paycheck. Somehow we got by and we did it. But you see, when we went to Las Vegas, there was something about it. We couldn't touch during those times. You weren't even, you had to like walk as fast as you could through the casino. Now, of course, children, you still can't gamble, but they allow them to kind of float a little bit slower now. But when we went to those buffets, it was like security was watching. You were, you know, we were little kids and there were three of us. And it was like, okay, you hold hands and you don't touch anything. You don't look at anything and you're headed to the buffet. No questions asked because they don't put a buffet just in anything, right? They want to keep the people there gambling as much as they can. Well, why are people gambling? They're willing to take a risk. And I would see these people that would sit here and yell out things. I had no idea what was going on. I didn't understand half of it. And I don't understand it to today. My whole thing probably with gambling is like putting in a quarter in the quarter slot machine and pulling the lever. I think I've done that like maybe two or three times in my lifetime. So I'm not a true gambler. But when it comes to the gift of you, you got to be a high roller. So what does it mean to be a high roller in your life? So you're living a life of abundance. Because when you're a high roller, you do, right? You think there's more than there is less. You're willing to take a risk. Are you willing to take a risk on you? Because God did, He created you. Yeah. You are precious. So let's break it down. Be a high roller. Number one, bet on God. Mm-hmm. You may not like what He dishes out, but if you bet on Him every time, I promise you, blessings galore. Blessings beyond anything you can imagine. But we don't, do we? We step back and we want to hold on what we can tangibly hold on and show that, look, I got this. This is what I got. No, bet on God every single time. Number two, believe there's more. If you're living a scarcity mindset, you don't believe there's more. This is it. You are limited. I only have this much. But if you believe there's more, you're a risk taker. The reward is greater. And number three, you got to take aim. This may all sound great, but if you want to be a high roller and you really want to be the gift of you that God created you to be, then you got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. It's time to put your foot forward, taking the next step. Be a high roller. Maybe you want some help with this. Maybe you're like, okay, I need to gamble on me some more. Okay, then let's do it. Let's do it together. Click on the link, take aim. It's time to take action in the show notes. It's my free gift to you. It's a coaching call. Let's you and I chat. Let's see where you are. Are you a high roller in your marriage? Understanding that you play a vital role in your marriage, that you matter because you do. Too often, we shortchange ourselves. Too often, we cut our own cord. I was going to say we cut our own throats, but that's kind of graphic. But we do. If you think that you're not the one for your marriage, well, then we've got a problem. Because that marriage right now is important because you're in it. Now, you may be saying, yeah, but Christiane, I had a divorce. I'm not married anymore. Well, you know what? In the relationship when you were married, it was important then. And the problem is we are living by circumstances. We are living under what we see, and we're not understanding that God is ever present and that He created two gifts in this relationship. And one of them is you. Yes, it takes two to make three. Let's get really confusing here. But you got to start with you, the gift of you. If you're not willing to be a high roller, if you're not willing to sit here and say, I'm coming from God's perspective, heavenly expectations, expect the unexpected, nothing is impossible, then you're living a scarcity marriage. And you'll suffocate yourself over time. And that only kills it. I don't want that to happen to you. It's time to live a life of abundance. See what God has in store for you by loving the gift of you. You got to be present. You got to be incredible. And you know what? You got to be you because you matter. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.